Did you learn to do this in the school in Bristol?
Yes.
What did you do in elementary school that you particularly enjoyed? What do you think you enjoyed most?
Oh, reading, spelling, English, arithmetic.
Did you used to have spelling bees?
Yes.
And how did the spelling bees work?
Oh, it worked. The way it was carried on,
mm-hmm.
You would call a king and a queen, a boy and a girl. One sitting on either side, the queen called a student first,
mm-hmm.
Then the boy would call one, and until you called all the students who were going to participate. And then the teacher called the spelling words first to the queen, and if the queen missed it, then it would go over to the other side, the king then would spell it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he spelled the word, then he could call one of her students.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. So you had two different teams then.
That's
and
right.
Then eventually one team would get all the
That's
students
right.
over on.
And when you missed so many words, two words, and you had two trials, two words and two trials.
Mm-hmm.
You missed two words, you'd get a seat.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of like fun.
It is a lot of fun. I always add a spelling contest with my children in the fourth grade, even the past term like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoyed it.
Well, does teachers still do this?
I don't know. If so, it's one of the old who's been teaching a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether the younger teachers do that or not.
We used to have them. We didn't do them like that, though. We didn't have teams like that when
mm-hmm.
we had the spelling bees. We just had one line. And if you missed a word, you had to go to the end of the line.
Oh, yes. Now, when they go to, when they do have spelling bees, I forgot about that, because we had to go to a school in Brunswick, and that was the way it was done, but I was talking about in the particular classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I asked you,
mm-hmm.
of course. That's interesting that there are different techniques for it. Let's see. The number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1000.
And what's another way to say 1000?
1000.
Okay. Now, will you say the days of the week, please?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. Now let's see, what is this that grows on top of my head?
Hair.
And this is my, up here.
Horn.
And this is my?
Ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
Okay. And this is my?
Right ear.
And this is my?
Left eye.
And this is the?
Right eye.
And this?
Nose.
And this?
Mouth.
And these?
Teeth.
And a little baby might have just one?
Tooth.
And the things that the teeth are attached to are the?
Gums.
And this?
Chin.
And a person puts a hat on his?
Head.
And he ties a tie around his?
Neck.
And what do you call this?
Trachea.
Okay. And, let's see, a person might have a sore
throat.
And what do you call this thing right here? You know, this little hard thing.
This lady had Adam's apple of men.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a goozle?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. And these are?
Shoulders.
And let's see, this is one.
Finger.
And the plural is?
Three fingers.
And this is my?
Thumb.